Let's get it on.
We've got some fresh beat for you.
The music.
Let's go.
You're listening to WDVR on DVRadio.net. By veterans, for veterans.
Simply made for you.
That's right. DV Radio is simply made for you, the listeners, because we try to listen to everything you say and we try to implement that some way, shape, or form right here on DVRadio.net. WDVR, this is Barrett Salk. We are live right now. It is December 7th, 2019, or you're listening to us on podcast after that because, you know, that's how recordings work. But anyway, I'm Boner Wood. We have Oink Frosty, grown-ass motherfucking man. We got Google, and from the Jaeger Foundation, we got Jonathan, Josh, and Kaylee. Jonathan, Josh, Kaylee, how are you three doing tonight?
Doing fantastic.
Doing amazing. Better than I deserve.
Having a great time. Laughing at everyone.
Good, good, good. Now, first off, what on anything fucking holy, the green earth, blue water, whatever, why are you here on Barrack's Talk tonight? Where is your career fucking background, and what is the Jaeger Foundation summed up in your mission statement?
All right, well, I'll start out. Well, to answer your first question, why are we here on Barrack's Talk? And that's because I really had nothing else to do.
That's a good answer.
Gotcha. That's what I started out with too.
No joke.
And
that is a true
boom.
Statement.
So my name is John. I'm the president of the Jaeger Foundation, and our mission statement can be summed up in just a few words, and that's our whole goal is to get service dogs in the hands of veterans and first responders with as little red tape as possible.
Cool.
A little bit about my background. I was a greenside corpsman with the Marines for 4 years. I did a tour in Iraq and loved every minute of it.
That was so enthusiastic. I loved every fucking minute of it. I swear. This is no sarcasm. Anyway, next, please.
And I lost track of how many boar punches I did. Josh, you're up.
I got you.
My name's Josh. I am the treasurer and board member here with the Jaeger Foundation. I've been kind of at John's side here since the get-go when he came to me about a year ago with the idea, kind of looking for somebody to help support him. My background is I was with the Marines stationed in Camp Pendleton for 3 years. I ended up tearing my ACL, my MCL, and my knee, and was medically discharged just before deployment back in 2011.
Were you that fucking bored that you had to do all that? Really? You had to really?
He was an armorer.
I said they put me in the cage. They wouldn't let me out.
By the way, is my weapon clean yet? Jesus.
I don't know. Is it?
It's been 4 years, man.
You keep missing the same spot. What do you want me to do about it?
Holy shit.
Go back and clean it again.
Look, here's $20.
$20 is $20.
No. It cleans the bore light scope or it gets the hose again.
Got you a dollar.
Nope, should have been a little quicker.
Should have been a little quicker than that.
So Kaylee,
you're up.
Okay, so I guess it's my turn. I'm Kaylee. I met John, I don't remember how, but he and I ended up
forming...
He John, you made an impact on Kaylee's life. That is that's
so
awesome.
Devastating. John and I met and we put together a charity concert for the Child Abuse Council, and I was his right-hand woman for that. And he decided to do the Jaeger Foundation, then he wanted me to come on board to do the event coordinating. So I'm basically in charge of getting these events together, getting bands or, you know, doing the thing, talking to people, and... What is it? Rubbing elbows?
Right. I got
I'm glad you're saying all this because I'm writing this down right now.
Oh, thanks. Don't quote me on this ever.
I now have a job description for you.
Oh, right.
And locked in. Thanks.
So yeah. For those that are listening on a mobile device or you're out and about and you can't get to a computer or you can't get into chat for whatever reason, go to thejaegerfoundation.org. That's J-A-E-G-E-R foundation.org, thejaegerfoundation.org. Again, go and check them out. Now, you guys said that you basically want to take the red tape between veterans and first responders and their service dogs and take that away as much as possible. What is it that you do that takes that red tape away?
So we have kind of a unique, for lack of a better term, business model in what we do, in that there are programs out there that help get service dogs to veterans. You got to use their dog, you got to use their trainers, and they're really limited by the resources, only the resources they have. We don't have those resources. We are simply a grant program, a funding source, and we will help you search out those trainers near you. We will help you search out those dogs near you, whether they be rescues, whether they be your own dog, or even from a breeder, if that's the route you want to take. And we will vet the dogs, we'll vet the trainers, and we'll make sure that they are going to meet your needs. They're not going to take advantage of you. We want to be advocates for you guys as veterans. And we are basically, we're limited to the resources in the country, not just our own. So in doing that, we eliminate a lot of that waiting list of, well, yeah, we've got 200 applicants here. Well, yeah, we may have 200 applicants, but they're also with 200 trainers right now, you know?
Right. So what made you guys want to do this in the first place?
So I originally went on an endeavor to get my own service dog. And his name is Jaeger. And I went to all these programs and basically got shot down because I had already met Jaeger and bonded with him. And that bond is super important. And I had already met with a trainer. He was a local retired Air Force canine handler. And I wanted to stick with him as a trainer. I felt it was very important to support that local veteran-owned business. So once I got those locked in, I went to these programs and went, hey, can you guys help me pay for this? And that's where they told me, you got to use our dogs, our trainers. There's a 2-year waiting list. And I was already at a point in my life where I knew I needed help in my life. I needed that service dog. And for someone to go, okay, yeah, I know you need help, but we can help you in 2 years. That's not good enough. And no veteran should ever have to hear that. So I ended up raising the money myself for Jaeger and working with that trainer. He was really good with working with me and came up with this idea of basically creating a shirt, and all the proceeds from selling that shirt would go for Jaeger's training. And I said, you know, that's a great idea, but why don't we take this a step further and make it into an organization where we can actually do this for other vets? And he was all about it. He's now my vice president, and he's kind of a pain in the ass, but I love the guy. So I'm stuck with him, and he does good things for the foundation. And I'm only talking shit because he couldn't be here today.
I'm his replacement. I'm sorry.
I'm not.
Great. Just to give our listeners an idea, how many people have you helped so far since you guys have been up and running, and how long have you guys been up and running?
So we've only had our nonprofit status for about 8 months. We are an extremely young nonprofit yet. We have helped we're in the process of helping probably 4 or 5 veterans right now. We have completely paid off our first veteran. His name is Peter, and he came to us. He actually had a service dog previously, but ended up having cancer and had to be put down. And he was really struggling with not having a service dog anymore, which that's a huge life change. That service dog's a lifeline for you, you know, and to not have that anymore all of a sudden, it's jarring. And so we wanted to do what we could to replace that service dog, for lack of a better term, and get him back where he needed to be mentally so that he could cope and get through his everyday life. So with our help and with the help of an organization called 92 for 22, which is another local nonprofit around us, we were able to not only pay off his dog, because he took out a personal loan for that dog of $1,500. 92 for 22 completely paid off that loan so that he wouldn't have to be in debt. And we were able to raise enough money to pay for the training, so he is at a complete zero balance and doesn't have to worry about the money aspect and can focus on getting back into living his life and coping.
Cool. Now, you did mention that you did raise funds and that you did have the other nonprofit helping you guys. to pay off that one. Is that how you guys are going to financially do this? Is there any other ways that you are financially being able to go about this? What's the idea there? Because I know our listeners and others are probably going to ask that same question.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, you know, because we're not ridiculously dumb, we take direct donations through PayPal. But we also have an online store, and the profits from those go into the foundation. You can use Amazon Smile and choose us as your charity of choice, and a portion of your proceeds from your purchases come to us. And then last but not least, the whole reason I brought Kaylee on board is because we try to do an event at least once a month locally to try to raise money as well. And those have been very successful, and that's where we raise the majority of our money. So,
cool. Kaylee, would you like to tell us a little bit about some of those events that you've either done or are planning on doing that you can talk about publicly?
So I am just coming on board with this whole thing. So the events that have been that have happened, John and the other board members have already done those. They did a benefit for one of our veterans, and we actually raised a decent amount of money. We're almost done raising money for Jordan, aren't we, John?
Yeah, we raised a little over $3,000 for him just on that one night.
That one night. We have a pool tournament coming up.
It's the 14th.
I don't know what week it is. And then we are also running, or we're going to be doing a benefit at one of our local bars in Muskegon. And that is going to be that's not a pool tournament. That's just going to be a benefit. And then we've got some other things that we're thinking about doing. I've got some reach that I need to do and get a hold of some local businesses. I've got a lot of work to catch up right now. But we've got some pretty exciting ideas this upcoming year.
We're looking at doing a big battle of the bands in the spring, summertime.
Cool.
And even like a Christmas dinner towards the end of the year. And we got a lot of good ideas.
Definitely sounds exciting, not gonna lie. I know we are in the works of getting a music therapy show that's going to be video feed as well as audio, and that would be great if we could be a part of that some way with the Battle of the Bands. That would be awesome, because we know Absolutely. A few people. I got my hand in the pot with a few people. That's all I'm gonna say about that. I'll talk to you guys offline about that. But you guys said that you do help first responders and veterans, correct?
Yes.
Now, is there a difference when you help first responders versus veterans? Is there a different process as far as I'm assuming, and you know what that does, as far as the application process or anything like that?
I mean, the application process for our grant is a little bit different. With veterans, obviously, we require a DD-214 and see that you're honorably discharged. Right. With first responders, we really just look for proof of employment in those fields. And one of the things we really also look for in our application process, and if you're not there, we help you get there, is that you're also getting therapy and helping yourself, because the service dog can only do so much for you. Right. So it's really important that you're also helping yourself and not just putting the full weight of your PTSD or whatever it is, it may be putting the full weight of that on that dog, because that's not really fair either, you know.
Right.
You guys are a team, and that service dog shouldn't have to carry the entire brunt of everything.
Okay. Now, speaking about veterans specifically, because that is most of our listenership, although we do have first responders, and you can go into that in a little bit of detail if you'd like as well. But what if you're not rated through the VA, but you do, like, say, in fact, have some type of disability, whether it's physical, mental, or something else? Is there a process that you can help them to get a service dog and help them with that as well still, or how does that work?
Absolutely. We offer guidance through the VA process, because let's face it, that process is no easy maze to get through. We know the right people to call. We have resources with VSOs and stuff like that we can go to and just talk to them and find out what we need to do to get them where they need to be to have that disability rating.
Cool. So if, like I said, they're not rated, you can help that veteran through the VA or something like that. Is that pretty much sum
absolutely?
It up?
Okay. So our grant isn't really a way that we really deny or approve anybody. It's right. more to for us to know where you are and what your situation is. Obviously, there's going to be reasons that we're not going to help you, like not being a veteran or first responder. But our main goal is to do what we need to do to get you where you need to be.
Okay. So going back to getting the dog or the puppy for the veteran or the first responder, do you actually help buy the dog or puppy, or how do you go about doing that for that individual?
We do. If they have a dog in mind and all they need is the funding, we will, our trainer, our vice president, will look into that dog and make sure that it can meet the needs of the veteran and that it look at its past and look at its behaviors and everything. And obviously there's going to be a lot of stuff that we can work through. But I mean, if you have a high strung dog and you have a high strung veteran, you don't want to put them together. So you want to make sure that those behaviors are going to mesh well. So that's his job. And once we go through that process, if all they need is to be paid, we cut a check to that company or to that rescue center or whatever it is and get that dog in their hands.
Cool deal. Now, what type of training or education do you expect of the handlers in this case, you know, the veteran? Are you able to help them with that aspect if need be, or do you just go by what their needs are as far as, you know, what the service dog tasks are? How does that go? How do you go about that?
So one of the things we really push, as I said earlier, was that you guys they're a team. The handler mm-hmm. and the dog are a team. And it's not just something where you can train the dog, give it to the handler and go, okay, there you go. There's a service dog. They have to learn each other and they have to learn to work with each other. And that's where you get an effective service dog team, because that's what it is. People look at them as, well, you have a service dog. No, I have a service dog and I'm me, but we're a team. We're one. And that's really important. So we do PTS dog really coined the term best, that cooperative training. And we've kind of adopted that term as well. We really push for that cooperative training.
Right. Yeah, I did fail to mention that these guys were on the service dog show with PTS dog Joaquin Watai and Scab a few weeks ago. Please, please, please listen to that episode. It's a wonderful episode. Not going to lie, it's been so long ago and I've edited so many fucking shows since then that I forgot 99% of it. So I had to go back today and go back over their website in order to get this interview ready. But I did remember a few things. Now, you guys are based out of Michigan, correct?
We are, but we're not looking at staying in Michigan. We want to be a national service. We want to have a database that covers the entire nation of trainers and dogs. We're helping a woman out in Oregon right now. So we will not turn people away if they're not local.
Okay, because that was my next question. I know a lot of people would probably go there, hit your contact us and see, hey, you guys are at, you know, what is it? Which lake, Michigan, is it? Fucking
which lake, Michigan?
One of the fucking lakes of Michigan. That's all I remember.
It's Lake Michigan.
I just remember something Lake Michigan on the address. But anyway, you know, they would go there and see that address or that state and be like, I'm probably not going to be able to get any help. So you do help people that are out of state, out of county, etc.
We do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And one thing I also want to say is that we're in this for the right reasons. We're not in this for fame. We're not in this to make sure we're the ones that help you guys. If we know of an organization closer to you that we feel, and we'll contact them, and if we find out that they can help you faster than we can, we will by all means get you into that organization so that you can get the help you need as quickly as possible. We're in this for the veterans. We're in this to get them what they need. We're not in this for ourselves.
That's wonderful. Grown ass man, are you there? I guess he probably got a little.
He went too happy.
No. I had my cell phone on mute, so I didn't say nothing stupid or dumber. What's up?
I was getting ready to say, did you finally get to go over their website today?
I did. It had a beautiful song on there. I loved it.
What questions do you have for John, Josh, or Kaylee?
Nothing. The explanation that they gave just now was actually pretty good. I went over. I'm actually looking at the website right now, and no, it's actually a pretty legit operation. My question would still be, I think you already asked this, Bo, what else can we do to help? Because being a veteran as well, and I love dogs, and I don't know if what I would do, you know, if anything happened to mine, but how can we just help more? Because this is one of those programs that I've seen work, and this is just awesome.
Like our page, like our Facebook page, share it, get that, get us that exposure. Okay. And because the more people that know about us, the more people are willing to donate, the more income we have, the more veterans we can help, and the shorter that wait period is.
Absolutely. Yep. We just need our name out there for right now. We need to get recognized, get the name recognized so that it's something that people know, and just be able to get those donations in.
If you're just now tuning in to Barracks Talk here on DBRadio.net, we are talking to the Jaeger Foundation. We got Josh, John, and Kaylee from there speaking with us. You can go to thejaegerfoundation.org right now. You can also click on how you can help, and they have a few different ways. You can donate directly to them. You can buy their funny-ass shirts because they're so cute, they're funny, or you can shop at smile.amazon.com and just choose them as your charity if the DV Farm isn't your style. But no, you're cool. I want to help you guys. That's why we brought you guys on. That's what we do here at DV Radio. A lot of people are like, well, I give to the farm already with smile.amazon. Okay, this month, give to the farm, next month go to another nonprofit, the next month go back to the farm, or what, however you want to do that. Right, exactly. It doesn't have to be for the rest of your life till death do us part, but it does help us all when you do that. It's not a lot at a time, but 15 people buy $80 worth of stuff, 1.5% of that of each purchase, you do the fucking math, and then another 15 people, it all adds up at the end of the day. Oink, do you have anything that you'd like to ask them to say?
Well, I think you already stole the question I had, because I went back and I listened to the interview that y'all did with PTS Dog. And obviously, Bo had already mentioned you guys are kind of located there in Michigan. But are you looking at opening up, obviously, in the near future? Because like I said, you guys just got started. But opening up, other chapters in states like Alaska or Texas, where there's more per capita veterans, per se, you know, that are looking for this type of service.
So our goal is to get a chapter in every state. And that way, as we get bigger, we can kind of lessen the load on our main chapter up here on us. But we could also, those states will know better than we will what's around them for resources. And that way they have an actual location they can go to in their state to go to for help and really just have a better idea of what's available in their area.
No, I totally get that. Cause one of the things I also did pick up during that interview is something I think you already touched on before is, you know, you go into some of these external places where they want you to use their services, their training, their dogs, that bond between, you know, that service member or that, you know, fireman or whoever needs the dog. Mm-hmm. That's a kinship that shouldn't be forced upon either one of them. You know what I'm saying? And I think you guys touched on that a little bit during that interview with Dog as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing that I believe you guys touched on during his show is that PTSD, depression, physical disabilities, anything like that. It's not just veterans that have these problems. Civilians and your first responders have those as well. And for you guys to extend this to first responders is just, in my eyes, beautiful. Frosty, do you have anything that you'd like to ask or say to all these three wonderful, beautiful, sexy people?
No, you hit the one big question I had is was whether it's expanding, but no, keep up the good work and wish you guys the best at all of this. It's a great service you guys are providing.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I would like to talk a little bit about the first responder aspect because
please do.
So the veterans and the situations that they go through, the typical situations they go through that harbor those PTSD symptoms, first responders go through very similar situations. They see a lot of trauma. They see a lot of death and destruction, and that really eats at you. And if you think about it, in some ways, I mean, it's absolutely not a competition, but in some ways, first responders have it even worse, because if you look at veterans who have been deployed and they come home, they don't have to drive through that area every day. Whereas a firefighter, a police officer, an EMT, you're driving to work or to Burger King and you pass an intersection, you're like, man, I can smell that scene yep. right here at this intersection, and it just hits you. Mm-hmm. And you got to exactly. drive through that every day. And like a lot of us, the majority of us as veterans, we've done 4-8 years of service, you know, not all of us are career. Whereas, but even the career ones did 20 years. Whereas these first responders, they've been a police officer or a firefighter for 40 years. And that's 40 years worth of shit that's weighing on their chest. You know, by the end of Definitely. That, it's a lot.
Yeah. You spoke about intersections and stuff like that. I've got a friend who came back from Iraq right around the time me and Grown Man did. And he could not for almost 3 full years go under a bridge or underpass because yeah. of where what he done and what he seen. He could not do it. Like, he had to avoid and plan out these long ass trips to a store that was maybe 5 minutes away because he couldn't go under a, you know, 5-yard long bridge. Like, that's
and
sad.
Can you imagine how much worse that would have been for him if he had to drive under the actual overpass that situation happened in every
exactly.
day?
Exactly. Exactly.
So one of our goals as at the Jaeger Foundation is in realizing this need, we've also realized that the veteran and first responder community can really help each other in being a support structure for each other because of those similarities. And there's never really been a reason out there or an opportunity for these two communities to come together. And we want to be that bridge.
I love it. I absolutely fucking love it. Google, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Would you like to ask these wonderful individuals anything or say anything?
Ooh, to them? I have two questions. One, why did you name your dog Jaeger?
I didn't.
No one else has asked.
I actually got him from a retired master sergeant who helped us found the foundation itself. Jaeger was originally trained for protection work, but he was too nice. but they thought he'd make a great service dog, and he does. He does.
He's phenomenal.
That's great.
He wouldn't bite. He just kept trying to kiss.
Fucking Jesus. And who keeps farting?
Is it you?
Nope, sure ain't me.
It's not me.
Sounds like someone keeps farting.
I heard a vape.
Yeah, I heard a vape, but
well, that sounds like a fart. Especially if you live with DV6.
I heard the suck of vape go.
Yep.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's like it's a weird noise.
It's the bait. Trust me, it's the bait. It's
all right.
It's the bait.
It's not like your scanner.
Josh, John, Kaylee, do any of you want to say anything to our listeners on how they can contact you, how they can anything? This is your time, guys.
The big thing is, you know, our Facebook page is a good way to get a hold of us. There's 5 of us that are always monitoring that. Somebody can get back to you relatively quickly. Through the website itself, there's a information on there. You can put your name, your email, how you heard about us, what we can do for you, what you're kind of looking for, things like that. And there's always somebody that's going to get back to you as quick as possible.
And
yep, there's contact information for, I believe John's information is on the Jaeger Foundation.
Yes.
Facebook page.
Okay. I was getting ready to say, just look up Jaeger Foundation on Facebook, or you can go to their website, thejaegerfoundation.org. Scroll down to the bottom, and there's a little bitty fucking microscopic Facebook symbol down at the bottom above Jaeger Foundation store that you can click on. And you can go directly there if you can't find them on Facebook by typing in their name, because Facebook, you know, lovely fucking social media, assholes.
And Bo gets a gold star for the day for finding that.
Dude, I went over there earlier today. I went over there earlier today, and I had to find out what your URL was for Facebook, because sometimes it's different than what the actual title name is of the page.
Yeah.
And it won't tag it if you just do the title name half the time. So I go over there, and it's this fucking long ass number, 7373350663729 Literally the fucking slash, yeah, right?
I'm not gonna lie, that was impressive as shit if that was the actual number.
That's the actual fucking number. So I click on it. So I
never
click
doubt
on
the
it.
Bow.
You should just be able to do facebook.com/ Jaeger Foundation.
Oh, you can now, but that's not what your fucking URL says on your website. So I had to actually go to your to your Facebook page, and it took forever because Facebook was doing a fucking back end update, I guess. And I was like, oh my God, it's not going to load. So the URL just said about semicolon and nothing. And I was like, really? So I sat here for like 15 minutes waiting for the damn thing to load. And finally it said at Jaeger Foundation. I was like, well, that was simple fucking enough. Why didn't I type that in? But it didn't come up when I typed in the Jaeger. Well, I typed in the Jaeger Foundation. That's the thing.
Well, that's where you went wrong.
Your website is thejaegerfoundation.org, so
doesn't
fucking
matter.
Common you know sense, what? Facebook.
I
anyway,
was really upset about that because when I originally got the domain, I tried to do just Jaeger Foundation, and it was already taken, which is ridiculous.
Well, it's like the DV Farm. You don't want to know what the fucking DV Farm Facebook is because it's facebook.com/dvfarm.org. Yeah, try to explaining that to your fucking listeners. They're like, well, how does that work? It's not a website. Just type it in, bitch. It'll work.
Does what it's told her. It gets the hose again.
Right? But yeah, I love what you guys are doing. I know PTS Dog personally endorses you. He even said it in chat. He's told me himself personally that he endorses you. So if he's endorsing you, I gotta say I back you guys 100%. I'm sure that these wonderful people that are sitting here on Zoom that make me want to bash my head against my computer and break it are fucking behind you.
Wait, Six isn't here.
Well, Six,
he's the only one that makes you want to break your head.
No comment. Fucking burn down my fucking brand new.
Let that stay right there.
Soft jingle of ice in a rocks glass I hear in the background.
Fucking
hey. What do you say? We're gonna leave it right there. Yeah.
Fucking yeah. Six makes me want to burn down my brand new fucking room. That's what he makes me want to do. God damn. Like shit.
That sounds. That's hey, a, I know a guy that can put that out for you.
Right. Well,
there you go.
Well, we also got two that piss on airplanes during the night. So, I mean, hey, if they can piss on airplanes, they can put out a fire, right? Please.
Hell yeah.
Please go to thejaegerfoundation.org. It's like Jaegermeister, except thejaegerfoundation.org, not Jorg, org. org fuck yeah
job,
wow just do that over
dot Jorn in Sweden
beyond
Jorn
go to the jaegerfoundation.org. check out every bit of their website. It's really clean, it's really neat, it looks beautiful. I'm sure that as soon as Kaylee gets on the ball over here, she'll have you some events up there to look at. They have their they have their grant applications on there. Now you have a business application on there as well. Do you want to talk about that really quick?
Yeah, so that's basically if you own a business or you're part of a business and you want to get involved in helping us sponsoring whatever, you can set up recurring donations. You can sponsor a service dog or really anything. You can send donation items for our silent auction items at our events. Anything you're willing to do to help, we're willing to take and put it into action.
I swear that shirt ever made a toy tickets last week. It changes you, man.
So that was the original shirt that started this whole thing, just so you know.
Started what thing?
Started the whole foundation.
Oh, okay.
That was the shirt.
That was the shirt.
I was like, what? Started what? A fucking hooker blow night? Like, what are we talking about?
He's been looking at. He's been dreaming about that hooker in the Hennessy off the coke and it. Don't worry about him.
Was it, is Hennessy now?
He's good. He's good.
I thought it was bourbon. We're good. It's been bourbon.
Yeah, it was bourbon.
It's been bourbon since Thursday night. Now he changes it to fucking Hennessy.
He drank the bourbon. Now he's on the Hennessy. Leave him alone.
It's important. The drink's not important.
Hey, guys.
The pre-show, he asked rum or vodka. Now he's in what? Hennessy?
Right? Right? Right?
Man. Grown-ass man. Let me do what I want.
Just got to mix it all together.
I think he just wants me to die instantly. That's why he said Hennessy.
If you mix all that together, no. You're going to have a stroke.
It's called jungle juice. Look it up.
It is. You got to put Kool-Aid in there.
Wait. Hold up a minute.
Moving on. Nope.
Kaylee brought it up. She said jungle juice. We got to go to our color commentator. Is that true?
Technically, yes.
Yeah,
that's
fair.
We'll let it slide.
Mean, airport jungle juice is still jungle juice too.
Whoa!
What?
Oh my god! Minute. I don't know. Mm-mm. Wait,
we went
it's
there.
It's forbidden jungle juice.
I haven't heard airport jungle juice. Can you elaborate?
Is that the one in the toilet? Because that's not
no,
good.
No, that's where you go to dump all of your drinks before you get on the plane or whatever it is.
Oh, wait, people actually no, drink
you
that?
Need airplane bottles. You got to do it better than that. It's called airplane bottles. You have to
right.
do that.
Well.
But people actually drink that?
No. No.
Okay.
It's forbidden.
I was going to say, because that just sounds like a good way to get Jesus. Hepatitis.
Oh.
I think at that point, at hepatitis is the least of your worries.
Ah, damn. You guys got coffee mugs and everything. Damn. See, if you guys would give to DV Radio, we could have this fucking merchandise, you assholes. Anyway, go to the JaegerFoundation.org.
Wow.
Check
my
them
button.
Out. Follow them on Facebook. You haven't even gotten your button yet, you dickwad.
Oh my god.
Oh no, my that was god. Perfect. That was a perfect. But I love my button.
You guys got to clip that.
Oh, that's going to be in the intro next year. Fuck me.
Don't worry. It will.
I love my button.
Fuck you too. Fuck you too. Oink and Frosty.
TV radio button.
Please go to thejaegerfoundation.org. Check out their entire website. Check out their store and click on catalog so you can see the baby onesie, the beach towel, the beanies, their cases for phones, their t-shirts, all of it. Check it all out and then follow them on Facebook. And if you want a business and you can help sponsor them, do it. Fucking do it. Do it to it. Do it to it, Steve.
Just do it.
There we go. She done it. She went there. Man. She fucking went there. She pulled a fucking Ben Stiller.
Rock it. Okay.
What the fuck? We'll go to break. We'll come back to Barrett Salt with Jonathan in the News here on WDVRDVRadio.net.
DVRadio.